Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NMAC South Fast Break Show. Almost forgot the name of the show there. Shame on me. I'm glad nobody's listening yet. But anyway, I am Greg Crawford. I host this show each week. We come to you at 9:30 Pacific Daylight Time every Tuesday night, soon to be Standard Time. That's kind of frightening. Well, it'll be 3 months away, so I guess it isn't that frightening. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops or at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com, where, starting in basketball season, we will have the world-famous NWAC power rankings. No one can match them. Many have tried to duplicate, but many have failed. So it is the greatest power rankings in the world, and it's all about the NWAC. And the NWAC is a great league, and one of the reasons why it's such a great league is because of people we have on this show, which are four great coaches, four great human beings, shaping the lives of men, young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. And here's one of those people right now. Let's go to Trevor Hopp. And I think he's in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, Oregon. Is that correct, Trevor?
You bet I am. I am hanging out in Coos Bay here tonight. What's happening up there?
Well, it's a beautiful night, actually. It's cool, finally. Got a great breeze coming out of the north. And it's pretty fantastic in Portland, Oregon. What's the weather like in Coos Bay? Has the clouds moved in?
You know, a little bit today. We had mostly sunny today in the 60s. It was a typical summer day down here in Coos Bay. Not too hot, not too cold, and, you know, a little bit of a breeze. So it was nice out today.
Trevor, what was the best I'm going to ask everybody this tonight. You get the advantage or disadvantage of answering first. What was the best non-basketball thing you did this past week that you can tell us about?
You know, that's a great question. You know, this time of year, non-basketball-wise, I've been catching up on a lot of Criminal Minds, the TV show. So I caught a few episodes of that and a couple that I haven't seen, and I've seen a lot of them. So, you know, I got to catch up on some TV and just relax a little bit. So I think that's my answer. Not very exciting.
That's all right. That's a good answer. I mean, I'm going to ask everybody that tonight, so I expected to get some different answers. And I'm going to also ask everybody, you know, kind of a general question, because we like to do a little different type of show, and we really have a large listenership, and I'm very proud of that. That's because all four of you guys, we got a ton of people listening again tonight around the world, literally. You guys must have fans in Russia even. I can't imagine Chavka has any fans in Russia, but the rest of you probably do. But anyway, what do you think about the state of, and I know you'll all be candid about this, it's a little tough question, but what do you think, Trevor, about the state of officiating in basketball? What's good about it? What needs to improve?
Well, I'll start off by saying it's one of the hardest games to officiate. So, I mean, it's so fast, you know, especially our game, the college game and the community college game. It's fast. It's good athletes. And you know, I guess, you know, one of my concerns would be is that, you know, the game is just so physical, the physicality of the game. And, you know, so for us, it's you know, we need to teach our guys how to play through that, and especially coming from making the step from high school to college level. You know, we talk about it a lot, and you know, don't call stuff in practice to get the guys used to it. Hey, get used to playing through contact. Get used to, you know, a little bump here. That's not a foul anymore. And so they do a great job, you know, especially the guys in the South. You know, we see a lot of the same guys. And so, you know, I think they work really hard. I think they care about it. They care about the game, and they want the games to be officiated well. So those are some of the thoughts off the top of my head.
Trevor, where did you develop your up-tempo style that you like to play? What was the genesis behind that? I'm always interested in that because the one great thing about the game of basketball, you see so many different styles of offense and defense.
Yeah, you know, I just, when I was coaching in California, we had a year that wasn't, we didn't have a very good year. And, you know, I kind of felt like, gosh, all we did is, you know, work on defense and talk about defense. And I, you know, it kind of got me thinking, okay, well, we can still play good defense, but, you know, we got to spend some time on the offense. And I thought, you know, why not just play faster? And, you know, that could make us unique and make us a little different than some other teams. And so, you know, I've kind of went with that. You know, I still try to concentrate on defense, but I'm, you know, definitely a fast break coach. And I think we do a good job of you know, teaching how to play fast and you know, make quick decisions You know, I think at the community college level, it's just a fun way for us to play. It allows us to play a lot of players. It allows them to hopefully showcase what they do best. And you know, a high-scoring game, I think it makes it fun for our fans down here in Coos Bay also.
And I always am intrigued by that question and by everybody's answers because I just a quick, real quick story is that, you know, everybody pretty much knows I went to Linfield. And, you know, the coach there at that time was Ted Wilson. And here's one of the most conservative guys you'd ever want to meet. Everybody in the 60s had to have a Marine-style haircut. You know, they no one on the team could eat ketchup. He didn't believe in any kind of, truly, they could not eat ketchup. But here's a guy yet, on the flip side, his team's averaged over 100 points a game, 3-year period in a row without the 3-point shot, so you just could never tell.
Wow, that's a neat story.
Yeah, and Trevor, what about your team? You know, my final question for everybody tonight, you know, I know I ask it every week, but I think it's important. That's what this show is about. I imagine you're really looking forward to 15-16.
Yeah, as we turn the page here, and it's August already, you know, we still don't start school for a while, but my thoughts have started, you know, start thinking about that, and actually have been reaching out to some of the guys and touching base to see how their summer's going. I'm going to really start to get excited here about getting them back on campus, and some guys are coming back a little bit early, so that's going to be great, but yeah, I'm just excited to see what will take place this year and you know, can't wait to get back in the gym working with some guys.
Trevor, have a great week. I'll look forward to seeing you in person very soon. And thanks for coming on. And I think you'll probably be working at the Max Hoop Camp, which we'll talk a little bit about next week. Or I know a lot of the guys will be doing that, Eugene. So thanks very much for that. If you're interested in that, go to maxhoops.com. Great job put on there by Brant Miner. Trevor, thank you very much.
You bet. We'll talk to you later. See ya.
You betcha. And the site of that maxhoops.com camp will be at where this guy is the head men's coach. Does a great job there, Bruce Chofka. Bruce, how are you tonight? And let's see, we're getting Bruce here. Bruce, are you with us? Hello, Bruce. Well, can you hear me okay, Bruce? Hello, Bruce. Well, I'm going to maybe come back to Bruce and go to Tony Broadus and see if we can get Tony. Hello there, Tony. Well, I think we've had some technical difficulties, which we have from week to week. I imagine the guys can hear me, but I certainly cannot hear them. And I'm going to just keep trying here and see if I can go to Brian Stamm, who I know is on hold. Brian, We obviously are having some technical difficulties tonight because I can't get a hold of anybody. So everybody just stay on the air, and I'm going to try and come back and do something and get back to you. So just stick with it here. Just a moment and stick with me, and I'm going to bring you back again in a little bit, hopefully, if we can get past these technical difficulties. And I'm sorry, listening audience. It does happen from time to time on Blog Talk Radio or any type of radio. Well, let me try this again here and see. Tony Broaddus, are you with us?
I'm right here, Greg. Can you hear me?
Okay, I'm going to go to you, and then I'll go back to Bruce, and I apologize for the technical difficulties. Tony, and everybody, just stay on the line. We had a little blip there, and I'm very sorry for that. But, Tony, I'll ask you the same question I ask everybody else, obviously. What's something you've done in the past week that wasn't basketball-related that you'd really like to share with our listening audience?
Well, you know, Greg, probably the best thing was my little brother got married back on Saturday to a wonderful woman. And, you know, my brother, he's the head coach at De La Salle North Catholic. And he's just a great guy, man, my best friend, and I'm just really happy for him.
Very good. You know, Tony, I'll ask you as well, what do you feel about the state of officiating in general in basketball? And I know that we all know it's a tough job and everything, and we all know there's great officials, there's mediocre, there's bad, but is there some things that maybe you'd like to change and some of the things that you really see that they do a good job with?
Well, hey, I tell you what, I like the way they're doing it at the NWAC level. I really like the evaluation system. So after every game, you as a coach are going to get on the online system, you've got a chance to rate all three officials individually and then all three as a team. And, you know, and then you get to do that with each team. So those rankings go into their performance and where they go in terms of moving up to the tournament and that kind of stuff. So, you know, I don't know the whole system, but we didn't have that at the high school level. And to me, this really holds referees accountable. You can really say some really good things that you like about the guys and what they do, and then you can point out some things that they do that aren't very sharp or really piss off coaches, and they get that feedback, and it helps them become better refs. So I like it.
And, of course, Tony has a real strong voice because he not only has been around the game a long time, he's won a championship on high school level and a college level now with Portland Community College in North Portland. Tony, what's the genesis for the offense that you play? And you know, I've seen you play all different styles, but I know probably you'd like to push the ball if at all possible. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, I look for my system is let's find the easiest shot. So I like to get the ball inside, and I know we're going to get easy baskets. You're going to get to the free throw line. But, you know, at the same time, if we can push the ball and get layups, I like to do that, you know. But I'm a coach who looks at my team and my personnel, and I'll play to our strengths. You know, I'm not going to just run the ball down there and try to shoot it within 15 seconds. I'm not that kind of a coach. But at the same time, I like a high-flying game, you know. But one thing you will see when you watch my teams play is that the guys are going to be confident when they shoot the ball. I don't like guys that are worried about what coach is going to say if I take this shot. I don't think you can play well when you think like that. So I give my guys the green light, and then it's up to them to make sure they take shots that they can make.
Tony, in conclusion, I know you're excited about the 15-16 season, and I know a lot of people associated with you are the same way. You've got some good players coming in, and I think you're going to have a very good year.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. We just signed two guys. KJ Bosco is a 6'7 kid that went to Benson High School, and then he went to Eastern Oregon for a year. He's back home. He's got a tremendous talent upside. And then we signed another kid, a local kid, Andre McCowan, who was a Roosevelt guy who was at, as a senior, was like 5'9". Now he's like 6'5", 6'6", and he can really shoot the ball. So we've added some nice size. We've always got some hustling, scrappy guys. It's going to be a fun season for us.
Tony, have a great week. Hit a lot of home runs, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Take care. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. That's Tony Broaddus, the men's coach of Clackamas Community College. Went a little out of order tonight, but that's perfectly all right. Getting everybody on. Bruce Chomka down at Lane State University, also known as Lane Community College, the men's coach. How you doing tonight, Bruce?
I'm doing great. You know, one of my favorite quotes is, great ones adjust, and good to see you just dancing around all the problems and handling your business. Good job tonight.
Thank you very much. I am proud of myself. I recovered quickly, and at my age, I just signed up here, so, you know, it's a little bit
scary.
Stuff.
You handled it very well.
Bruce, what'd you do this past weekend? I know you're so proud of your daughter. That probably has something to do with it. What'd you do this past weekend?
Easy answer to that question. I went over this weekend and got to spend the day with Hadley, and she lives on the Oregon coast, so we did the sand thing. There was a lot of sun, and we did the ice cream thing and a little bike ride, and she taught me she's trying to teach me how to play chess, which took a lot longer than I thought it was going to, and she's pretty good at chess, and she was 11-year-old, was trying to teach me to figure it out and stuff, so we got to about an hour and a half, and I think she got a little frustrated, so we had to go get some ice cream, and I needed the ice cream probably more than she did after that hour and a half, so it was a good day. It was fun.
Bruce, you're another guy that appears to like an up-tempo offense and pressure on defense. What was the genesis of your thinking and how you, the style of play that you play at Lane Community College? Because it is fun to watch and it's exciting.
Yeah, it's a good level of basketball. I personally think some of the best coaches around are junior college coaches because they have to adapt, year to year what they have. And we're not like a Division I school where you got your 12 guys, you know who they are for the next 4 years, and guys graduate and you replace them and you got them for another 4 years kind of thing. So we're a little bit on the fly. We have to adapt sort of like you did with the show tonight, sort of on the fly and figure things out and be problem solvers. And, you know, I like some of the stuff Tony talked about of, you know, playing to your strengths, figuring out your talent level, figuring out what you do best. And you always want to recruit to your style of play and what you see or what you want to run and how you want to play and sort of define who you are. But sometimes you don't get the recruits you want, or just different stuff happens with student athletes and that kind of thing. So you got to adjust on the fly. But, you know, we do like to pressure defensively and offensively. You know, it's sort of a little bit of read the defense, take what they give you. You know, if they're giving you a lane, try to get easy buckets, layups, you know. But if they that gets taken away, you know, move the basketball. I'm a big trying to move the ball kind of guy to get easy on balance, in rhythm kind of shots. So sort of take what they give you and, you know, let's see what happens kind of thing.
Bruce, are you happy with the state of officiating in general? And I'm not trying to put any of you on the spot tonight. I think it's a topic that occasionally you have to discuss. You know, you have to bring it up.
Bet.
I mean, anybody that says officials shouldn't be part of the game, or, you know, you shouldn't know who they are at the game, they're crazy. They've never watched basketball. They don't know anything about it. Officiating is a huge part of basketball, and it should be a topic occasionally.
You know, it should be a topic. I think it should be a constructive criticism topic. I think it should be a praise topic. I think the previous two coaches had some good points. You know, we're fortunate to have Southern officials. They care about us. They care about our teams. They care about style of play. And, you know, they work hard at it. You know, I know they have officiating camps and they'll meet with us and that kind of stuff and answer any questions. The one thing I've always, you know, was not really concerned about, but always wondered why, is every year they have a point of emphasis. And I know this year they made some pretty good rule changes because the NWAC follows the Division I basketball rules. And, you know, they lowered the clock from 35 to 30. And, you know, you we're not going to dunk in warm-ups, but they said, hey, you guys can dunk in warm-ups. And they had they eliminated the five-second call off the dribble. And I just always wondered, like, because I guess I'm in love with basketball and it's my thing, why do we have to change things for the sake of change? A lot of it seems like it's the sake of change, as opposed to, is this really well thought out and why are we doing this? And it seems like they always want to tweak things, and I don't know, I just don't know if they're tweaking them for the betterment of the game, really, sometimes. And I think we got a pretty good thing going, and it's like, why bother changing something that's pretty good?
You know, I could tell in this, you know, I've known you long enough, I could tell in this, you and I have great fun, and we jab each other, and it's all in good fun, Aaron, but I can tell in the tone of your voice, that's a really serious subject with you about tweaking the game, and it proves your love of the game. If you want to stay on here, Bruce, you can, or if you have to go, that's fine, because
no.
Coming up next is a really good friend of yours. By the name of Brian Stamm.
I would love to stay on.
All right, very good. I'm going to bring Brian on, and I'm going to do one of my different type of things that I do here, Brian. First of all, I'd like to get your comment, Brian, and Brian is the great assistant coach for Cliff Wagner at Clackamas Community College, part of that highly successful program. And, Brian, what did you do this past week that wasn't basketball-related you'd like to tell our listeners about?
Well, first off, Greg, thank you for that great introduction and for having me on the show tonight. But Friday was a very special day for me. It was actually my 5th wedding anniversary.
Hey, congratulations, so, Stanulicious. That's good stuff.
Was it, did you say?
5.
Five, okay. I thought you said, I did. Bruce, you can laugh. I thought he said 50.
It might feel like 50, but it's only been 5.
Yeah,
exactly.
On back to the future. And that's great. I love that when people talk about their family and all that other good stuff. You know, Brian, you watch the game. You're so into the game. You're a great assistant, as I said, and everybody knows that. What about the state of officiating? Is it pretty good right now? Is what needs to improve? What's good with it?
You know, I think it is good. I think all the other coaches made good points about, you know, how hard it is and what a good job they do of keeping the game in control. And I think that's just so important. And a lot of coaches get wrapped up in just having to hammer on the referees all the time. And I think for the most part, especially in our league, you can sit back and kind of let them do their jobs and they'll actually talk to you and take your input when it's appropriate.
Very good. It's a pretty strong answer there. Terrific. Hey, Bruce, I know you always like to do this. Fire away with the coach. For a question, Coach, you guys are coaches and you're darn good ones, all of you, for you. Fire away if you got a question, Bruce, for Brian.
I want to know where your boss is tonight. What's the deal?
My boss is in Glide, Oregon, hunting bear.
Oh, really?
The league MVP from the Southern Region this year, Brandon Halter, was a 2-year starter for us from Glide, Oregon, and he invited Cliff down to go bear hunting this week.
Oh, nice, nice. What?
Don't get anywhere near there, Bruce. If you want to coach,
yeah, I'm definitely staying away from that stuff. I would imagine they're dodging some forest fires, but may the force be with those guys. That's going to sound like a fun trip.
Yeah, remember Dick Cheney? So you know. You know, now, Brian, what is your comment for Bruce? What would you like to ask Bruce?
Oh, that's a good question. And try and find something I don't know. after being good friends for almost 10 years now. But let's see if Coach Chavka has decided what he's going to wear to our other good friend and former assistant, Jeff Larson's wedding in 2 weeks.
I called you a couple times this week in a panic, not sure what I'm going to wear, but it's pretty cool. Jeff Larson played for me down at Napa Valley Community College and then was up here for a couple of years or 3 years, I think, as an assistant coach, and he's tying the knot in a couple of weeks. So I was worried we were going to have to wear suits. It's an outdoor wedding, but we got the okay from the bride that we can wear some pretty classy shorts. So I think I'm going to go with some shorts myself.
Has anybody ever showed up to a wedding that you guys are bright guys in knowledge wearing nothing?
Not that I've been a part of.
But, and you never know. Jeff's originally from Kelseyville, so that might be a first when that wedding is in a couple weeks. You never know.
Yeah, you know, I know that you'll be interested in Brian's answer or Bruce's final question for him. Thanks for being a good sport. What's the NWAC mean to you, Brian? We don't get a chance to have you on too much, but when you're on, you do a great job. What does NWAC basketball mean to you and being in that brutal southern region?
You know, the NWAC is really special. I'm fortunate enough to have been coaching 10 years in the NWAC, 6 at Lane, and now 4 at Clackamas, going into my 5th year at Clackamas. And it's a great level of basketball that really provides a unique opportunity to kids across America, especially on the West Coast. But, you know, when I was with Bruce, we had kids from Houston and Cincinnati and North Carolina that came to our program and, you know, were able to have an opportunity to get away from home, be in a good situation with school, basketball in a good city, and really get to thrive and take advantage of that opportunity. And that's something, you know, at the national junior college level that gets lost a little bit because it's so about winning and you have so many kids that are there for the wrong reasons. And I think in the NWAC, you have kids in your system for the right reason.
Very good. Thanks for being good sports, you guys. Bruce Chavka, and thank you, Brian Stamm. You guys have a great week. We'll be back next week with this show. Sorry for our technical difficulties tonight, everyone, but we got everybody in. We had a great program, great answers by this talented group of people. Good night, everybody, and have a great week. And we'll be back 9:30 Pacific Daylight Time next week. And don't forget to make all your free throws.